When you look into the account of Jesus washing the disciples' feet in John 13, there are many aspects to be considered. Yes, indeed, taking on the role of a servant that night is very expressive in demonstrating the character of Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, stooping down to wash dirty, calloused feet is certainly quite striking. However, there is one aspect of this event that sometimes may be overlooked. Keep in mind, there were 12 disciples. There were, of course, Peter, James, and John. Initially, Peter, because he did not understand the significance, refuses to allow Jesus to wash his feet. But after Jesus explains the importance, Peter enthusiastically accepts. Now, also present that night is the disciple Judas Iscariot, a contemptible character, to say the least. Judas, the ultimate villain. Judas, the one who would soon betray Jesus. Judas, the one who would rat out Jesus to those that would do him harm. One of the most interesting things about Jesus' action that night was that Jesus went ahead and washed the villain Judas's dirty feet. Remember, Jesus knew the heart of Judas. Jesus was well aware that Judas was planning to betray him. Still, Jesus allowed himself to be a servant and to serve Judas. So, what can we learn by Jesus' example here? Remember this, Jesus loves all people, including Judas. Could Jesus have been demonstrating here to Judas that in spite of his evil intentions against him, Jesus still loved him? Now take this a step further. Consider this. Think about this. Is it possible? Is it within the realm of possibility that by Jesus washing the feet of Judas, was Jesus indicating to Judas that he could still change? Could Judas still change? That he didn't have to follow through with what he was planning? Now, what specific lesson can we learn from all of this? There is probably more than one lesson, I'm sure. But here is one important lesson that we can learn. If Jesus could lower himself to act as a servant towards someone who was intent on betraying him, shouldn't we be able to at least be polite, civil, respectful to those who have different views than we do? To those whom we may not get along with from time to time? Friends, think about it. Amen.